More unsettling news in the story about the disappearance of Rilia Wilson, the 5-year-old Florida girl who went missing while in the custody of the Florida State Child Welfare System. Investigators now say that the girl's caretaker, Geraldine Graham, may not be credible. Graham says a child welfare worker took Rilia for evaluation last year and never returned her. But it turns out Graham has had multiple run-ins with the law and has at least 33 aliases. Joining us to talk about the case and its political fallout is Peter Walston, Tallahassee Bureau Chief for the Miami Herald. Welcome, Mr. Walston.
Thanks for having me.
Geraldine Graham, who was Rilia's caretaker, claimed to also be her paternal grandmother. Is that in question now?
I think everything's in question right now. And now that her truthfulness is in question, I don't think authorities really know what to think of her and how long she really even was caring for Rilia.
Do investigators have any working theory on what happened?
If they do, we don't know about it yet. Right now, there are several investigations going on. Law enforcement is involved. There's also a blue ribbon panel that's been appointed by the governor.
Governor Jeb Bush has been facing mounting criticism for his administration's response to Rilia's disappearance. I guess the latest is that the Department of Children and Families didn't call the police until 5 days after they discovered Rilia was missing. Is this having a big impact on Governor Bush?
Well, this has been an agency that's been in trouble for years and years and years, and almost every governor that's been in office since the 70s has dealt with cases with big questions, children who died at the hands of abusive parents and caretakers. But in this instance, Governor Bush did campaign in 1998 on fixing this agency. So now when such a high-profile problem comes up, it does give him the potential for political trouble because, of course, it's an election year.
The governor has asked now for a study of the Children and Families Department, which is supposed to come up with ways of making the system safer. Is that getting any political traction?
Well, he has been very active since the news broke a couple of weeks ago about this case. He has not run away from it at all. He's made himself available for questions from the media. He's mentioned the case in speeches, and he's appointed this blue ribbon panel. So it certainly gives the impression that he's very engaged on this case and that he's working hard to bring it to some sort of resolution. Whether it's gotten political traction, well, I think that we still don't know the answer to that question. Janet Reno, who is the front runner to be the Democratic nominee in November to run against Governor Bush, has also talked about it in speeches and has asked for the secretary of the Department of Children and Families to step aside. But Governor Bush is very popular. His approval ratings are high. He still has double-digit leads over Ms. Reno.
Is Janet Reno directly criticizing the governor, or is she criticizing department heads in the department itself?
She has directed her criticism at the department and at the system. And she did have strong words for the governor initially. She said that if his goal was to fix the department, he has failed miserably, she said. But at the same time, she has been very careful to discuss the issue of child welfare, but to try and not make it appear like an attempt at crass political gain.
The governor remains very popular. I wonder if you think that it's possible that this case could actually, over the next few months, become big enough so that it threatened him in the coming election.
It really depends on what happens, whether they find Rilia alive or dead, whether there are going to be repeated cases of the department falling down on the job in a way that's very tangible and easy for the public to understand. If that happens, it could be a problem. If, however, they come to a resolution on this, they adopt some reforms to make sure it doesn't happen again, and if the public accepts his message that he's increased funding substantially for the department and is doing what he can to fix a system that was already very broken, then it won't be a problem for him.
Thanks very much, Mr. Walston.
Thank you.
Peter Walston is Tallahassee Bureau Chief for the Miami Herald.